It's Friday, time for Back Talk, where we take a look and sometimes a listen to listener comments and Tell Me More blog posts. Web producer Lee Hill is here with me in studio. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Kelly, and welcome to Tell Me More. Well, we have quite a bit to cover today, so let's get to it. Some of you remember last week we pulled together a group from the National Association of Black Journalists Convention and asked them to address the Is He Black Enough question, being directed at Illinois Senator and presidential hopeful Barack Obama. But on our blog, we asked you to tell us how this question, or maybe a similar one, plays out in your life. Javier in California had this to say.
As a United States citizen of Chicano Latino descent, I am constantly questioned as to the nature of my authenticity in various aspects of my daily life. For instance, because I am educated, I'm subject to having my cultural authenticity questioned of whether my education has erased my cultural ties and therefore my authentic Mexican heritage. The fact is, in a country in which race is largely held to be a non-factor in terms of the advancements and struggles of the civil rights movement, the truth, unfortunately, is that race continues to matter today.
Interesting point, Javier. Thanks. Moving on, there's probably tons of research out there about how diversity makes our world a better place. So we were interested to hear Harvard political scientist Dr. Robert Putnam talk about his study. It suggests that diversity might actually hinder civic life and add elements of distrust to society. Well, Carolyn suggests we look at things from her viewpoint.
I was somewhat saddened about Robert Putnam's study, and the reason is this. I'm a Caucasian woman, 60 years old, and I've lived in Las Vegas for the last 9 years. However, I grew up in and around New York City and lived in the Bay Area for 28 years. In the Bay Area, I developed friendships with many people of different backgrounds. Since living in Las Vegas, I have not felt that sense of diversity, and I miss all of it just so terribly. I work in a very small, all-white office, which of course is very limiting. This lack of diversity to me is just extremely boring and stifling.
Well, we hope Carolyn finds the diverse environment she's looking for out there in Vegas. Lastly, a story that first sent shockwaves throughout the country and later touched the hearts of so many, including the team here at Tell Me More. The schoolyard attacks in Newark, New Jersey is what we're talking about. We had James Harvey on the program this week. His son, Deshaun, was murdered along with his friends Terrence Ariel and Ofemi Hightower. Natasha Ariel, Terrence's sister, miraculously survived the attack. Mr. Harvey talked to us about his son and how he had no regrets in bringing him up.
I did everything I was supposed to do as a dad. I was there for him. When he stumbled, I was there to pick him up.
Soon after we aired that conversation, we received a call from a man whose name just happens to be the same as Mr. Harvey's son. Our listener, Deshaun, lives in Port Lavaca, Texas, thousands of miles from Newark, New Jersey, but wanted in some way to be able to get this message to Mr. Harvey.
Me coming up as a new dad and trying my best to have role models as fathers to look after as my own father, I really appreciated his words, and they were real good and kind. I am going to be a lot better father than I am. Not saying that I'm not now, but this just gives me that extra boost to continue to do what I can do to keep both of my sons and my daughters in the right light as far as what they're going to be doing in life. Because it doesn't matter how good you are, things like this can happen to you, and they do happen to good people for the worst of reasons.
A very touching expression. Thank you, Deshaun. We certainly hope Mr. Harvey is listening. We'll do our best to pass your thoughts along. Lee, someone said telling those types of stories is what this business is all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
And thanks to everyone out there for your feedback. Remember, the conversation never ends. To tell us more about what you think, go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.